And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, that is it. We are the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios. I'm looking out the window. It's a little overcast, but going to bump north of 60 degrees. It's a great day to get out on your back deck and fire up your grill. It is one of those things where we had to write a spring, and we are all over it. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, everybody. I am the original infrared redneck, by the way, Jop.
Yep, we're all over that. We are all over that. Hey, speaking about rednecks, hit us on Facebook, if you will, and tell us what you're grilling for the games this weekend. And if you give us the recipe that we choose, we're going to be giving away a Grill Daddy toolkit this week. So if you would please hit us on Facebook, The Grilling Guys Radio Show, and tell us what you're cooking this weekend. We're going to pick a recipe before the end of the show and send you out a great set of these new Grill Daddy tools. So hit us up there and let us know. Right now, we're kind of waiting for our friend Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery. We haven't heard from him yet, so he's
not on. That's okay. You know, the poor guy, he's... They can't make beer fast enough. I think they're going to make, he told me how many kegs. They're going to make like 10,000, 12,000 barrels this year now. they're really jumping up nicely. They're shipping to several different states, Indiana, Illinois. They're also down in Florida, California. So Frankenmuth, Michigan's pumping out the liquid.
Yeah, it is.
And speaking of pumping out liquid, I love to do those segues. We're going to pump out a little liquid barbecue sauce. The next Grillin' Guys Grillin' Club meeting. And while you are getting us started up in the show here, I was just on the phone with Kurt from Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street in Wyoming. They have agreed to hold the Grillin' Club. That'll be April 18th at 5:30 to 6 is kind of a little cocktail hour. We start things off with maybe having a beer, a glass of wine. We'll see if we can't maybe get the Hudsonville Winery involved and a few other people, Schmoes or Arcadia, to come down there. But this first Grillin' Club we had was a rip. We had it at Schmoes, which is like a guaranteed rip. But Garrett's has a really nice facility. And if it's rainy, they have a giant warehouse, but a gorgeous showroom. But we're going to do some grilling. They have lots of grills.
They do.
And it's a cool place, a lot of fun people. And it's right down in Wyoming and on 28th Street, and we'll post that address for you. I can't look it up right now, but it's on the corner of
Ivanrest and 28th
Thank
Street.
You. Yeah. I always want to say Burlingame.
No, it's on Ivanrest and 28th, our friends at Garrett's Appliance. If you've not heard about the Grilling Club, you can go on our website, thegrillingguys.com, and sign up for it. Real simple. It's free. It's easy. It is a group of people that are like-minded, enjoy spending time together, sharing recipes, techniques, and just eating some grilled food, maybe bend an elbow, and talk and meet with some people that are really, really into the grilling and enjoy talking about it with each other and trying new things. So it's a social club more than anything. As Bob said, our first one was at Schmoes, and we're moving to Garrett's Appliance on the 18th of April. Check us out on the website, thegrillingguys.com, and sign up, and we'll make sure that you get all the information about it as it gets closer.
We also want to give a shout-out to our friends at Operation Injured Soldiers. They're out of South Lyon, Michigan. They have they've got an event coming up, Fallen Heroes, the third annual Fallen Heroes golf outing. And you can contact Dan Brown at 616-292-8767. And what it is Fallen Heroes War Memorial. It's the third annual golf outing for Fallen Heroes fundraiser. And it's North Kent Golf Course, August 11th. The proceeds will be split equally between both the Fallen Warriors Memorial and the Fallen Heroes Memorial. So good thing there. I mean, we send hundreds of thousands of our young men and women around the world, way too many in my opinion. And some of them don't make it back. And a lot of us know what that's like to have a brother or sister who falls in battle. And I don't think you can do too much for those people. So let's go golfing at North Kent, and let's give these guys
raise a little money for a memorial to honor them. You bet.
That's right.
That's great. Hey, Bob, we were going to cover in earlier in the show, and we ran a little long with Aaron McDonough there, but I want to talk about something that you do a lot for your family, and that's these nachos on the grill. People don't think that nachos are a grill item, but I've had your grilled nachos, and they're fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about what makes those different.
Well, it is kind of a family thing. Isn't that funny how you get these little things you just like to make? And, you know, kids especially, there's something mom and dad make that they don't like. Well, one of the things my kids really love is nachos, and very often we'll call them midnight nachos because a lot of times we'll get home late or whatever, and no matter what time it is, if we're hungry, I know I can whip up nachos in like minutes.
Right.
So I'll go back and I'll fire that grill up. Very often we'll brown up a bunch of meat for taco meat because we do tacos and burritos and stuff a bunch, either chicken or beef or venison, whatever is in the fridge. I call them leftover nachos.
Yeah.
So you just throw some stuff together. But I have an old Phoenix on my back deck that I just love dearly.
That's a grill, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And it has a radiant pan under it, so the flames never hit the meat either, kind of like the tech, only it's a little bit old school, but it's, you know how your old grill is, you just kind of love it.
Yep.
And so I'll fire that old Phoenix up, I'll put my big pizza stone on it, and I'll just start piling the nachos on, and shredded cheese, I'll throw some black beans on there, some onions. Every now and then, just to fool them, I'll throw some habaneros, some little bits of habaneros in there. That keeps more for me.
Sure. Yeah, the kids don't like the hot. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I'll actually take refried beans and mix it with the meat and make little, like, swatches, and I'll just kind of plunk it on like that. That's a phenomenal combination.
Right.
Little secret there. Works really well.
Yeah, but the pizza 50, stone 50. Is the key on the grill,
the pizza
right?
stone works beautifully. And if you have a junky grill that you've got, you know, half the grills out there, you got a burner burning out on you, and there's a wild flame on one side or whatever, pizza stone cures it.
Right.
You know, it's a $40 fix.
And again, what is that doing? That's separating the flame from what you're cooking.
Yeah.
Because you're looking for the heat. You're not looking for the flame.
That's right.
Okay? Because the flame is what's going to char things. A little char is good. A lot of char is bitter.
Yeah. And, you know, Jop, May 19th, you and I are going to go out, and we're going to hang out with some really cool Catholic folks out at St. Anthony's. I got to meet with a few of them, and we're going to have another meeting. I hear we're having it at the Roadhouse next time.
Is that right?
Instead of at the parish, so that's okay.
just up the road?
It's K&M. Is actually Hank, who was one of the owners of K&M, is sponsoring us out there for St. Anthony's big festival, and they're going to have barbecue. They're going to take my big Good One smoker. I'm going to go out there Friday night, and we're going to smoke up, like, I don't know, 40 butts. And they're going to be doing some world-class pulled pork. They got a bunch of volunteers.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some fun. That's all courtesy of K&M Dodge. And thank you, Hank, for sponsoring us that way. That's going to be a lot of fun. Love those Catholic festivals.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's one of those denominations that doesn't mind having a beer with what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of near and dear to a grilling guy.
Yeah.
But
unlike the federal government, we won't attack you. We're gonna be helping you.
Yeah.
They're under siege right now.
Hey, Bob, how did it go? Did you talk to our friends up in Rockford? They did the festival last weekend, and we're going to feed like 10,000 on that Good One.
Yeah.
How'd that work for them?
It was 10,000. Cowboy Gene went up there and took my place for the day. And they loved him. Gene Cox, he's just a great barbecue guy from Kansas. We flew him in. He worked with Pete Kruer and the gang at Ace Rockford Ace. And they actually handed out pulled pork and pork samples. They got the meat all from your buddy there in Canonsburg.
Yep, fantastic. That's the grist mill there. Well, coming up next, Brian's going to walk us through the balance of the tournament here, give his predictions, and we're going to wind Bob up and let him go on the new legislation regarding the NRA and the right to carry laws. And make sure to hit us on Facebook. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
go. You need my loving, don't you know it's true? So answer, please, get on your knees. There are no bills there.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.